This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Rose Ann, R-O-S-E-A-N-N. Last name is Trujillo, T-R-U-J-I-L, L-O, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Date of birth is 6-8-1927, date of evaluation 11-22-2023, HPI history, chief complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, insomnia, history present illness. This is a 96 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 11-17-2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient chart indicates multiple medical problems including acute respiratory failure, congestive heart failure, history of all chronic myeloproliferative disease, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, primary insomnia, hypertension, ASHD, non-rheumatic aortic valve insufficiency, atrial fibrillation, peripheral vascular disease, difficulty walking, history of COVID-19. Next paragraph. Patient reports that she's not feeling well, and she acknowledged feeling down and depressed and anxious. She reports that she hasn't slept in days. Peter reports that melatonin does not help her. Peter patient believes that melatonin made her, quote, hallucinate, unquote. She reports that she would not take that melatonin and was open to trial of something else for sleep. Peter patient's son and daughter were sitting in the room. And they acknowledge that mom has not slept in many days. Next paragraph, patient reports that she had 15 children, two of them are deceased. Period. Her husband is deceased. Period. Patient worries about her mortality. Next paragraph, review of systems. General weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory, shortness of breath, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero, prior suicide attempts, no, prior suicide aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, not known, relationship, current relationship, widow, number of children, 13, living, legal issues, no medical record, lab, diagnostic test, requirement form and chart, nursing, family. Next paragraph, history and habits. Under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next, mental status examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 66, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general weakness, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, soft, mood, dysphoric, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content. Worried about mortality, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, place, memory recent, whether normal, attention, concentration, fair, language, soft, language within normal, point of knowledge, fair, judgment and insight, fair, MAC, comments, sleep, disturbance. Next paragraph, under medications, melatonin 3 mg HS. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, F43.21 plans, a patient consented to trial of mirtazapine 7.5 mg HS, may have to adjust dose, period may benefit from psychotherapy. Number two, primary insomnia, 51.01, plans discontinue melatonin, period mirtazapine might help with her mood as well as insomnia and appetite. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors and new concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of Remeron, risk benefit statement and decision to treat, and my medical determination, above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is end of dictation.